Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the fourth Sunday of Lent, 2026. Then Samuel, with the horn of oil in his hand, anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. That's from 1 Samuel chapter 16 in our first reading this Sunday. Judging by the psalm following this Sunday's first reading, little David carried that rush with him as he grew to be an inspirational writer. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come, he says in Psalm 23. David was God's chosen leader for Israel, and was to sire a long list of descendants leading to God's very own son in the flesh, born to a virgin married to Joseph of the house of David. Jesus would lead all believers to his Father's house. But judging by the psalm preceding number 23, there was a time David wasn't feeling the Lord's presence, and in fact, Jesus would quote his royal ancestors' loneliness from the cross. My God, why have you abandoned me? That's from Psalm 22. Isolation and darkness can kill one's faith, and even our very selves, if we let them. Lent encourages us to walk Christ's path to feel not only the Son of David's loneliness, but the Son of God's awakening as well. Paul helps us get there. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. That's from Ephesians chapter 5. Like Jesus often did, here Paul was giving new life to an Old Testament teaching from Isaiah, rousing a new generation to his master's light. Awake and sing, you who lie in the dust, for your dew is a dew of light, and you cause the land of shade to give birth. That's from Isaiah chapter 26. Our shady land gave birth to the light of the world, as Jesus refers to himself in Sunday's gospel reading before restoring vision to a man blind from birth. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world, Jesus said. And when he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and smearing the clay on his eyes, and said to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. That's from John chapter 9. Just as not even God's Old Testament prophet Samuel could see God's wisdom in choosing little David as his king, many were blind to the nature of Jesus' kingship. Still are. But divine light penetrates to the heart, and we're judged by what God sees. We're called to abandon the blindness of this world and share in our Father's vision of us. As Jesus explains, I came into the world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do see might become blind. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.